internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everybody. It is November 2nd, 2008, Sunday night. I hope y'all put your clocks back, because if not, you've listened to another show here on LA Talk Radio. This is Max, your host, and you're listening to The Max here on LA Talk Radio. I am so excited tonight because we got Tiffany. I think we're alone now. She's coming on the air tonight, and she's going to be on my show to The Max, so I want you all to call in. The number here at the studio is 323-203-0815. Now, I've got to say some happy birthdays to my friend Sharon. You all know her, Sharon Agati. She's been on the show before. Check out my archives here on LA Talk Radio. Sharon's birthday is November the 5th, so happy birthday to you, Sharon, in London. I miss you, girl. Get back over here. Also, my friend Lauren in Florence. Well, she's in London too, but she'll be in Florence tomorrow. Happy birthday to you, to my friend Christina. And also to my friend Dougie Fresh. Doug, y'all know Doug. He's the Ralph Lauren polo model. So what does that lead me to say? Our first plug for the night, everyone. Check out RalphLauren.com and see Dougie Fresh. I call him Dougie Fresh. His real name is Doug. Cool guy. And happy birthday. So he's the blue model. You guys check him out. Also, Vivian. Vivian is Tiffany's assistant. I got to say thank you so much, Vivian, for working this all out. We're going to have Tiffany call in pretty soon. And Vivian was the backbone of this interview. So thank you so much, Tiff. Vivian, what else do I have to say? I have to say hi to Christina. Christina I met last week. She works for Breitling, which is one of my favorite watches. And we went up to their headquarters up in Connecticut. And I said, Christina, I love Breitling watches so much that I have no problem talking about them on my radio show. So Breitling watches, check them out, Breitling.com. And if you're ever in Connecticut and you go to their headquarters, say hi to Tiffany. She'll take good care of you up there. I've got to say hi to all my Playboy bunnies from an amazing weekend had in New York. Fun time. Happy Halloween to everybody. So let's see. What are we going to talk about? There is, you know what I want to talk about? I got to tell you guys, amazing eyeglasses. OliverGoldsmith.com makes the most incredible sunglasses. So check out Oliver Goldsmith at OliverGoldsmith.com. And if you're in the mood for buying some sunglasses because winter is here and you're going to be going away, get his glasses. They rock. Now I got to say hi to Morgan and Carly. I know they're out there listening. What's going on, Morgan and Carly? You guys, we got a great show tonight. I'm letting y'all know right now. I'm so excited. Tiffany's going to be on. So call in at 323-203-0815. She's going to be calling in shortly to the studio. So let's see. Oh, you know what I want to tell you all? I did a book with Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover Home Edition, and it comes out on Election Day. You can go to Penguin. That's who published the book, Penguin. Or just go to Amazon.com. And buy the book. It's called Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. I was the designer that did the chapter called The Classic Dinner Party. You'll see my hands in there. You'll see my Breitling watch and my Cartier bracelets. So definitely get that book and learn how to do Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. Eduardo also has his CD in there. So it's a really great concept of a book. And I'm actually really honored to be one of the designers that Eduardo chose to be in his book, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. It comes out Election Day. So before you vote, actually buy the book. Okay? Promise me you'll do that. Amazon.com. Get the book early. You can save money by doing that at Amazon. Check out also, Penguin, the Penguin Group. Just type in penguingroup.com. And then you can see all the other books that Penguin published. Penguin, where's my book? I got some great ideas that I hope you guys will publish for me. You already saw my chapter in Eduardo's book. So it's time for my book now, right? So let's see. What is there to tell y'all, my friends? Oh, there's a new restaurant that opened up here in New York City, even though we're in LA, talk radio. I'm here in New York. Speaking of, we got time slots available still on LA Talk Radio. So if you guys want your own radio show, then you know what you can do. You can type in, call Sam here at the network, and tell him that you are your own radio show. Check out the slots. Now, Vivian, I've got to, I think I'm going to have to call Viv, because my thing is here, if you call me here at the studio, our switchboard does not take a block number, so I won't be able to accept your call. So please call from unblocked numbers, and Viv, if you're call, if you're listening right now, can you just have Tiffany call back from an unblocked number so we can take her call? You know, our switchboard here is a little bit funny. It's not our fault. It's the switchboard freaks out. So you know what? Let me do this. We're going to take a little break real quick. I'm going to get Tiffany on the line when we come back. So, Sam, if you'd be so kind to play some funky music. And when I get back, I'm going to tell you about a great restaurant called Center Cut in New York. And I'm going to have Tiffany on the line. So, Sam, let's take that break. For a second.
There's something about the way you try to look. It's getting right to me, deeper than it really should. What are you, an angel, or just looking that good? When you take your time, you are so divine. I'm not surprised, I'd like to watch you in this life.
Is so true. When you take your time, you are so divine. So we're back here live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. Check out my webpage at maxtucci.com. Tiffany's going to be calling in just a moment. I promise you all that. You know, there's studios and switchboards. They get a little funky. But speaking of funkiness, a really fantastic place called Center Cut in New York just opened on 44 West 63rd Street. Get your munch on at Center Cut. Let me know about it. It's a new steakhouse. And, you know, my family's Delmonico's. So, you know what I got to tell you about that. Well, if you want to call in here at 323-203-0815. And I'll let you all talk. You all talk to me. Hey, this is Max, and you're live on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Dolores and Casey.
Well, Dolores and Casey, y'all got to lower your radio in the background because I can hear you.
We're on live.
Murray!
Hello, Murray.
What's going on, you guys? You know, we have Tiffany coming on in just a little bit. Remember the song, I Think We're Alone Now?
I love Tiffany.
Well, Tiffany's going to be calling in. We're going to have her on the show. So what's going on? Where are you guys?
Well, our turtle is dead, and we wanted to know from you, what should we do?
What do you do with a dead turtle?
Well, you know what, you guys? I'm going to let you know at the next time we have a break because I've got Tiffany calling in. So I want you guys to hear her so you can hear her music. And maybe we'll get an answer what you can do with your turtles.
But all
right,
you know
guys?
What? We do love Tiffany.
All right. Well, I'm glad you guys love her because you know what? I'm going to say goodbye to you. And I'm going to say hello to my next caller. And who is this? Hello. Hi, is this Tiffany? Hello? All right, well, I've got a caller on the line, so I think it might be my next guest. But, all right, so you guys, here's the deal. We just had a situation about someone calling with their turtles. So if anyone knows how to take care of turtles and what to feed them besides lettuce, call us at the studio. But, all right, so here's the deal. MySpace. Everyone go to myspace.com/TiffanyMusic. And that's going to be Tiffany's MySpace page where you can hear her fantastic songs. Everything from one of my favorite songs, which is I Think We're Alone Now, to If Only, to Higher, Forever Young, Just Another Day. You know all of Tiffany's songs. That's why you love her. So we're just waiting for her to call in, and we're going to take the call the minute she gets in. But her MySpace page is amazing. Now, everyone, hello, this is Max, and you're live on To The Max on LA Talk
Radio.
Hi, who's this?
This is Tiffany.
Tiffany, welcome, welcome. There has been so much excitement here in the studio about you coming on the air tonight. People are already calling in before you're even on the show. So welcome to The Max, Tiffany.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
People love you so much. All week I've been telling everyone, I'm having Tiffany on my show. And everyone's like, I think we're alone now. You are just like, you are like the light in the sky for so many people. And some people are like, that song, we just like so many memories flood back. And I was like, well, you don't even know what she's up to because she is up to so many new things. So welcome to my radio show, To The Max. And I want to tell everyone, you know, I'm having you on because you're, let's just get right to the point. You're having a big event coming up November 8th, right?
Yes, I am. Rancho Cucamonga, Lewis Family Playhouse, getting ready to do a little bit of the 80s, all tons of new stuff. Kind of like, you know, just walk down the last, oh gosh, probably 5-6 years of my musical career, all the new stuff and different journeys that I've been on, which have been really cool and a lot of fun. And then hitting some of the, you know, hardcore 80s stuff. So I'm really excited about it.
We love the hardcore 80s. Now, you're also going to be doing a parade that morning, aren't you?
I am. It's early. Me and my coffee will be out there, yes, definitely. Shaking hands and going on the float. And I guess I have some background dancers with me. So I'm glad that they're going to dance and not me that early in the morning.
Right, I hear that. You know, when I was picking a time slot for my show, I was like, please, can we do late night? I'm not a morning radio talk show host. So I hear you with that.
I'm a morning person. It's so weird because I jump start my morning and stuff, but I have to stay, like, really getting out there and you know, shaking it, like, by 9:30, 10 o'clock is a little early for me. I'm usually on the phone.
Right. So now listen, tell everyone where this parade is going to be so they can come and meet you.
Well, it's going to be in Rancho Cucamonga. Okay. The actual locations, I think it's right off the 15 freeway.
Y'all know where it is.
Over there
November
by Victoria Garden. So I'm really excited. It's you know, it's my backyard. I live in the Inland Empire, so I'm really excited to have something down the street from me. Lewis Family Playhouse is such a great venue, and it's always really nice to have a place to go locally, but also for myself, I'm a big, you know, I love to go and watch people play because I'm usually on tour all the time. So anytime I get to go down and see somebody else sing is a real treat for me. So I love that the Lewis Family Playhouse is just, you know, hop, skip, and a jump for me.
And you'll be there November 8th. So everyone, if you want to check out Tiffany, you know where to go, November 8th. Now, Tiff, you've been on tour. I heard you just got back from London.
Well, actually, I was supposed to go to London, and it actually got postponed until February. So I haven't been yet, but I live in Nashville as well. So I finally bought a house out here. I've been packing on boxes and just like hanging up photos and painting and doing all kinds of stuff. It's a lot of stuff going back and forth between here and Los Angeles. But like I said, I do a lot of touring. So it's always nice to have a place to be and settle in on this side of the world when I'm over here doing so many shows.
And, you know, everyone wants to know, I'm like, Tiffany is not only touring, doing her music, but you also have 2 post-production films going on, don't you? Like, you're acting too.
I do.
Miss Talon over here.
Is out already, and Necrosis is coming out, I believe, February or December. I'm a little out of the loop because I've been on the road, so I'm kind of a friend, but I'm not really good at returning messages and stuff. If you call me, it always goes, I'll get to you eventually, I promise.
Eventually.
But, you know, I get a lot of emails from all the Necrosis gang, and filming it was amazing. The cast was great. I've made a lot of great friends there, so I'm really excited to see it, actually.
That's so cool. So, yeah, that's coming out. Actually, it's coming out soon, like the end of this year, isn't it? 2008.
Well, I think it is. Yeah, definitely it's 2008.
And then you have something coming out.
December.
And then you have something coming out in 2009 too, don't you?
Well, I have a few things in the work for 2009, and I have a single out right now called Just Another Day. And then working with a bunch of different producers musically. So lots of different, you know, projects coming out for 2009, aside from just acting and hosting work. Time to jump back into music as well. So it's been a real blessing. The Dust, Stuff, and Dance album, when I did that album, which was more of a dance direction, my fans just kind of wanted me to just, you know, go back to dance, do something that was really up-tempo, and they love when I do the full band stuff, kind of rock stuff, but, I mean, everybody loves to get out and have fun in the clubs and stuff.
Yeah, and so you know what? We can have fun right here, because I actually have that song, so you know what? I would love to play that here right now so everyone knows what we're talking about.
Oh, that
we'll
would be
condense
awesome.
It. So you know what? Let's play that song. Sam, can we get the song? Everyone, let Tiffany set it up. What song are we going to listen to?
Well, I'm hoping that we're going to listen to the new single, which is
Dust Off
the other day.
I think we have Dust Off.
Oh, Dust Off and Dance. Perfect. Well,
yeah, let's dance. We'll get our dance on.
That was the beginning of what kind of spawned this whole new dance direction for me. And it's been just an amazing journey. I've met wonderful people, and I'm just doing singles and tons of stuff. So this was what started it all, Dust Off and Dance.
So everyone, Dust Off and Dance, live on To The Max. We have sensation, singing sensation, acting sensation, Tiffany here on the show tonight. Everyone, enjoy the song Dust Off. And when we come back from this song, we got Tiffany on the line. You're going to call in and talk to her, and we're going to talk about so many other things that she's got coming up. So Tiffany and Sam, let's get Dust Off and let's rock and roll and jam Gun to the Max. Everybody, that was a snippet of Tiffany's song. Y'all know Tiffany from so many things. You know, you did that show on VH1. How was that?
Oh, it was great. It was really great. I mean, I've done a couple of them lately, the Hulk Hogan Celebrity Wrestling.
Yes, you did.
Fit Club. So I've been really busy. I've never really been, you know, I don't do well in like reality TV show, like if I was just pinned up in a house with a bunch of people or something. But anything that's active, there's that tomboy side of me. So I'm like, okay, I'll do it.
So it becomes fun.
With it.
That's, you know what, you got to have fun. The whole reality thing, and the back thing is, you know, I was on that America's Next Top Model, like back in the day on the first season. I'm like, what? There's nothing really reality about this. They tell you what to do. So I'm like, you know, it's a trip. But nonetheless, you got to have fun. And that's what we did. We just had a blast. And I had so much fun doing the show.
People, so, you know, and it is a trip. So you just have to go with it and have a good time. And, you know, the celebrity wrestling, it was great. The cast was amazing. So it was a lot.
Well, that's coming out. That's coming out soon. You did that Hulk Hogan Celebrity Champion Wrestling. It's going to be – what network is it airing on?
Well, it's TMT. I think they already started to air it, but I know that it'll start going. I think it's going to go over to VH1 and hit a couple other networks. So it'll be in circulation for a while. I'm a wrestler now. I can't hide from it. I really had a good time with it, you know?
You've gone from a singer to an actress to a wrestler in about 5 minutes.
You know, I definitely like to do different stuff. I like to get involved with different projects. I mean, Dust Off and Dance, which we just played, was written by a friend of mine. And, you know, he's just really amazed me and become such a great songwriter in the last 4 or 5 years. So.
And what's his name?
Sean Winston. And it's just amazing to, you know, hear his stuff come to life and, being a buddy and stuff, we, you know, went down and did the vocal, and I love the mix. So it's really great to have all this new songs out and working with different producers and different people, and it's just a really great time in my life. So on the 8th, we're just going to kind of celebrate that and be back at home. It'll be a great feeling.
Awesome. Go, Tiffany. Well, you know what? I think let's take a call. You want to take a call? Because there are so many people that are like, we want to talk to Tiffany. So let's take a call. Caller, hi, you're live on To The Max on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how
hi,
are you? Who's this?
Hi, Tiffany.
Hi.
I had a question for you.
Okay.
I was just wondering, what musical artists inspire you?
Well, I think most would be Stevie Nicks. I mean, that was it for me. I kind of wanted to eat and breathe and be Stevie Nicks. Secondly, would probably be Tina Marie. So, you know, I like people who just, they've been true to themselves from the beginning of their career. They've changed a little bit and grown, but they didn't kind of get involved with, like, what's the hip new trend of the moment. And with that, also staying current, which is hard to really do. I love Stevie because she's just always been Stevie Nicks, you know. And it's really, for me, again, you'll see on the 8th, I have a full band show. And I love just getting out there and being, you know, the female vocalist in front of this, you know, rock band, this guy rock band. So, again, I think that's that whole tomboy part of me. But she does it with such class and such, you know, she's so feminine, and I've always enjoyed watching Stevie Nicks out on stage, and finally got to meet her this year, which was amazing.
Cool.
And,
she's a
you
cool
know,
person.
I'm inspired by a lot of different people, but I would have to say those are the front runners.
All right. Well, caller, thank you so much. Who is this, by the way?
This is Morgan.
Well, Morgan, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate your question. You could take over my job because that's actually the question I was going to ask going to ask Tiffany next. But thanks, Morgan,
and
for calling.
Carly, but thank you so much.
All right.
Carly,
good night, girls.
Thank you. Bye, Max. Bye.
Bye. How funny. People are great. But, yeah, so you know what, Tiffany? I wanted to go back to 1991. You worked on a project called Voices That Care.
Uh-huh.
And that was one of my, like, ultimate songs. And why I bring that up is because I'm very big into charity. So I don't know if you get involved now with any charities that maybe you wanted to plug onto the Max.
Well, I'm involved in a lot of different charities, from animals.
That's good to hear.
You know, gosh,
I would say I'm involved from animals.
I'm getting, like, I'm trying to think of like all the different ones and like spew them all out. I'm kind of all over the map, but I always give to St. Jude's Hospital for little girls and little boys and, you know, just kids and babies. I think when I first started my career, because I was young, I really, you know, when I go to a different country, they didn't know what to take, you know, what to do with me. I mean, I really couldn't go on shopping sprees or to clubs or, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I went to a lot of, like, the hospitals, and it just really stuck in my heart to see people in need and people that are sick, and especially young kids, because it just, you know, it just doesn't seem fair.
Right.
So for me, I've always been a big advocate of St. Jude's Hospital, and I really do love to go in and just kind of sit with people and you know, sing them a song or hang out with them. A lot of people just like the, you know, to have the moments of spending time with somebody. So it's always
awesome,
and I love to do.
Well, St. Jude's, there you go. So St. Jude's, Tiffany loves you guys out there. But you know, Tiff, I have an orphanage that I work with in Florida. So if you're ever in Florida, I would love for you to come and sing to our children there. It's called SOS Children's Villages in Florida. I'll let you know more about that.
I would love to. I definitely would love to. Here in Nashville, I'm involved with a lot of different stuff. So, you know, I really do think that especially entertainers, it's just not about us. It really is.
That's right. It's about giving back.
To help other people and to kind of share our gifts. So I really do believe in that.
Cool. Well, you know what? We got another call. So, caller, you're live on the air. What's up?
What's up? How you doing, To the Max?
What's going on? Who's this?
This is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin, and you're live with Tiffany on To The Max. You have a question for Tiffany?
Tiffany, you rock. First off, I want to say you're amazing, and I've been admiring you for many years, and I'm very excited to see you here on The Max. And your new song, banging. Love it, love it, love it. Me and my girlfriend were dancing in the living room a minute ago.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Yeah. That's awesome. I live here in L.A., and hopefully we're going to be able to come out and see you in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, awesome. Definitely. It's
When does your new song come out?
Well, the Dust Off and Dance comes out. I have Just Another Day, which is out now, and Dust Off and Dance comes out, I think, in about 3 weeks. So I'm really excited, you know, back-to-back singles. And I'm just, again, I'm so overly thrilled with working with all the different people I'm working with. So we're celebrating.
I can't wait to hear more. I'm very excited to hear it. And, Max, your show is awesome. I listen to you guys every week. It's very cool.
Well, thank you so much.
Talk to you guys live.
Well, I'm glad we have you on the air. Now, listen, do you have a favorite song from Tiffany's from back in the day, 80s flashback?
Well, I mean, come on. How do you not? I think We're Alone Now, I think, is everybody's favorite. I mean, not to be cliche, but the girl rocked the song, and it's a great memory. So I'm having fun if you want to play that.
Well, we'll talk to Tiffany about that. What memory do you remember from that song?
Oh, what memory don't I? There's a few I can't say, but there was plenty of times, you know, with my current girlfriend, we've been around for 4 years, but the one before that, she's going to kill me for saying that, but back in high school, I had a wonderful time, a good summer where that was me and my girlfriend's song. We would go out to the lake and hang out.
You're going to get into trouble.
Right. So you know what we'll say to that? We'll say children behave. All right. Well, thanks
exactly.
So much, Dustin, for calling.
All right. Again, P.S., a second song, if you have to have, would be Could Have Been.
Oh, well, thank you. I appreciate that one.
All right. Thank you so much, Tiffany. Love you. I hope you have a great time. And thanks, Max, so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
All right.
All right, Tiffany. I mean, wow. Great.
Could have been.
How
I actually
fun.
Had to fight to record to record that song because the label was like, oh, it's a ballad and you're too young to sing lyrics like that about heartbreak. And I was like, you know what? That is so not true. Being 14, like if you're, you know, dating a boy and it goes wrong, it's the
it's
end
wrong.
Of your life. What are you talking about? So I really, and I wanted to sing that song so badly because it showed that I could really sing.
And you can.
And I think We're Alone Now has just been, you know, a lot of fun for me. I really don't get tired of singing that song. Everybody expects that I would be so over singing the song, but I actually enjoy it. And I love doing it just with the track shows and keeping it old school. And I love doing it with the band because it takes on a different form.
Can I just tell you, I had about, I don't even know how many emails, at least 30 emails today alone because I put you up on my Facebook page that you were coming on. And people are like, please, 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 can you play I Think We're Alone Now? I'm like, listen, it's up to the artist if they want to play it. So, Tim, do you think we could play I Think We're Alone Now?
Oh, yeah, definitely. All right,
and then when we get back, I want to talk to you about one of my other favorite movies, which is The Jetsons, and you are the voice of Judy Jetson. So, on that note, Sam, can we please get one of my favorite songs? Let's flashback everyone. Tiffany, what year was it?
Oh, don't ask me years.
All right.
I think it was 1986, I think.
1986. So you know what, everyone? 1986, I think we're alone now. Children behave because Tiffany's on To The Max, and we're going to play this song for you. Sam, let's get it rolling because this is what everybody wants to hear. Okay, Tiffany, I just went back. It was a total flashback for me. And I was like, we are driving in my sister's old Mustang right now, jamming this song down the avenue, going to the payphones. Oh, my God. I love that song. That is
well,
just
thank
the best.
You.
That's a fun song. I mean, people really, that song, man, I can't say more than that's my song. It still is.
Time. You know, it just makes people feel good, so.
It does.
You know, I just really do enjoy still singing the song because everybody, you know, they come out and they do their dance moves. And, you know, and I really enjoy a lot of times people are just now discovering the song. It continues to have.
There's a whole nother generation.
Yeah, so it's pretty amazing.
It's fun. Well, you know what? That's the powerful thing of the 80s. Out of all the decades that we've had, the 80s were the ones where the music, like, still stayed. It's, like, current to now. It's pretty cool. So transitional. You could just bring it back now and people love it. I was, you know, Halloween was just the other night. There were so many people dressed in the '80s costumes, and I was like, the '80s are back, rock and roll. But forgetting the '80s, because we're right now. You know, that's what we got to deal with is now. But I want to talk about your movie Jetsons. You were the voice of Judy Jetson.
I was, which was such a blast, and big Jetson fan. And
so I'm major Jetson fan. Speaking of the '80s, that's one of my favorite cartoons growing up as a kid. And I'm like, she was the voice for Mama Judy, for the sister Judy.
Sister Judy. It was such a great experience. You know, I'd love to do more voiceover stuff, get back into it, and it really was just a great experience to work with Hanna-Barbera and to do something that, you know, I love the cartoon, so it was great to be part of that.
And isn't it so easy?
Character.
And what's so much fun, it's like doing radio show. You could be in your underwear and a sweatshirt, and no one would know, because you're just in your booth. But
well,
it's fun. To me, those are the best gigs. I'm like, you know what? When I don't have to do an appearance and we could just be happy and like be behind the scenes, I love it. Love. But I got to do a quick commercial. But speaking of big things, I'm going to join you in on my commercial because all my commercials are live here. Everyone, if you have nothing to do and you're in New York, October 23rd through January 18th, and in Atlanta, Georgia, from February 13th to March 7th, the Big Apple Circus, everyone, is going to be hitting your area in New York and Atlanta, Georgia. So check out Big Apple, what is it, BigAppleCircus.org, and have fun. Play on and have fun at the circus. So enjoy Big Apple Circus. And now we're back with Tiffany onto the Max and LA Talk Radio. Tiff, what's next for you? Sorry I'm calling you Tiff. I feel like we're best friends. So Tiff, what's up, girl?
Hey, you know what? I totally respond because that's what pretty much everybody calls me. So it's all good.
So what's up next for you?
Well, you know, like I said, this the end of the year is when I usually sit down, and I'm one of those kind of people that I'm a melancholy kind of person, so the more that it rains and cloudy and all that jazz, the more that I'm inspired to sit with a guitar or keyboard or somebody and sit and write songs. So that's what I'll be doing now, and like I said, just working with all these different producers, lots of new music in the dance direction that I'll be recording. And just kind of seeing where they land. It's always amazing to write a pop song and then give it to one of these remixers, and then they just funk it out and make it all, like, you know, totally tricked out and bigger than I even imagined. So I'm still learning a lot of stuff there. And I'm just really in awe of all the different elements and different talents. And, you know, I'm like a little kid in a candy store when I just give them one of my songs and it comes back, like, totally different. That excites me because I really do think if you write good songs, you know, they can take off, you know, a couple different forms. And then going back out on the road for me,
a lot.
But I love it. I really do enjoy going out on the road and spending time with the fans and singing. I mean, that's what I want to do. That's what I've always wanted to do since I was a little girl. So if I'm not out there doing a show somewhere, and you know, within 2 or 3 weeks, I'm kind of itching and my family wants to get me back out there.
Speaking of being on tour, you know, people ask me, oh, everyone, by the way, I Think We're Alone Now was 1987. Well, so I'm going to get emails. I want to know what y'all were doing in 1987. Email me and we'll speak about it on the next show. But Tiff, I had actually two emails that asked me, can you ask Tiffany if we could book her for private parties? Because people are like, we want, you know, everyone loves doing having a celebrity, especially a musician, come to a private party. Do you do bookings for private parties?
Actually, I did a couple of weddings. They were really great. They were up in Tahoe, and it was, you know, I mean, it's always like weird when somebody asks you to sing at their wedding because it's such an intimate moment. But I was really honored. And I got there, and it was just absolutely beautiful. And I sang I Think We're Alone Now and Could Have Been and All This Time. And so I was like, okay.
Well,
but
you know,
I do private parties, definitely.
All right. So, everyone, you can get in touch with Tiffany. I guess the best way is to go to myspace.com/TiffanyMusic and email her there. Does that sound pretty fair, Tiff?
That is perfect.
All right. Or you can email me here at max@maxtucci.com or email the studio, and I'll get the information to you. I'm opening up a restaurant next in a couple months, in like 4 months.
That is still one of my dreams.
Is it?
Eventually, one day I will have a bistro because I love to cook. I love Mediterranean food. I love all kinds of food. But I just love to knock up salads and kind of like semi-organic but with a lot of flavor. And I love spicy food. So I've always wanted to have my own little bistro someday. Congratulations.
You know, thank you. My family owned Delmonico's, like the Delmonico Steakhouse down in New York.
Oh, been there many times.
Yeah, so that's so I'm opening one up in Connecticut. So I was going to ask you, well, I want you to come to the opening of the restaurant and maybe we even get you to perform.
That would be
so
lovely.
We got to figure that out. But
I have to twist my arm to go to Connecticut because I have so many friends there.
Well, I'm right here.
It's
we are in Connecticut.
Beautiful there.
We have horses here, so whenever you want to come out and go for horseback ride in Connecticut, you are my guest. All right.
Thank you so much.
And now, when you go on tour, if you ever go through Florida, let me know because I would love to get you involved. The kids down at SOS Children's Village, they would love to have you there. So you know, you inspire all ages. The new, because I played your song for them down there. And then, of course, like my whole generation, and you're just generation. What do we say? X. You're every generation. People love you.
Well, thank you. I really do appreciate the people. You know, I mean, that's why I do a lot of different shows and stuff. Not just
absolutely.
To keep myself entertained more than anything, but also, you know, just to kind of get people to know who I am as a person. I think maybe a lot of people know Tiffany the singer, but they don't really know Tiffany the person. And, we are one and the same, but, you know, I think that a lot of times on stage you can't really show all your personality so much. So that's why I do love doing a lot of this hosting stuff and just kind of – I have a weird kind of funny dry sense of humor, more of an English sense of humor. A lot of people don't know that about me. So it gives me a chance to show different sides of myself when I do a lot of the TV stuff.
Well, you know what, Tiffany? I'm going to have to say thank you so much for coming on to the Max and LA Talk Radio. Everyone is so happy that you're on the show, all my listeners that I know about. We are international, Tiffany. We have this show. We now stream on the internet and iPhones. Speaking of iPhones, you did your commercial with GoPhone, didn't you?
I did, which was great. It was a blast, and Meatloaf is wonderful. He's such an honor to work with and just a great, wonderful, warm person. So, you know, we had a
very much like yourself. Very much like yourself.
You
are a lovely person. You inspire so many people. Your songs are wonderful. And look, everyone loves your dance song already, so I know we're excited to get it out. But, you know, it's election day coming up, November 4th, so I have to get my political advisors on the show tonight because they are freaking out what's going to happen to this country. So, Tiffany, you are more than welcome to come on To The Max anytime.
Well, thank you.
And promote whatever you have going on because you're a phenomenon. We love you here. And thank you so much for coming on the show.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been wonderful talking with you guys. Bye to everyone who's listening and come out and see a show. And I always do, you know, a meet and greet afterwards. So I'd love to meet everyone.
November 8th. And whenever you're in Connecticut or New York, please come and we'll hang out. You can come to the restaurant in Connecticut or New York. And I'm out in L.A. often, so we'll figure something out.
Oh, perfect. Then we will do that.
All right. Cool. Well, have a great night. And have fun on the road and get your guitar out because we put the clock's back, so you got an extra hour of darkness.
No kidding.
So
get to work.
You can get to work. Sit by the fire and strum your guitar, girl.
All right. I'll talk to you soon.
Have a good night, Tiffany.
Thanks. Take care.
Good night. Everyone, bye. Tiffany on To The Max on LA Talk Radio. Sam, get Nikki Bloom on the line ASAP because I got to wrap this show up quickly. You guys, and in that time, go to myspace.com/TiffanyMusic. Thank you again, Vivian, for getting this all together. And to Romy and to Sean and to everyone, y'all have been great. Everyone loves Tiffany. It's been such a great response. Tiffany, you got a new home here at To The Max and LA Talk Radio. So you guys, we got Nikki Bloom on the line. In the meantime, if you're going to Canada and you're in Toronto, check out the HazeltonHotel.com. Fantastic place, HazeltonHotel.com. HazeltonHotel.com in Toronto. Nikki Bloom coming on the line right now because election day is coming up. Nikki, you there? We got a lot to talk about in very few minutes. What's up?
How are you this evening?
Oh, we had Tiffany on the line. I'm just so excited. But you know what? We've got such a dilemma here. We've got election day coming up in 2 days, Nikki. Talk to me.
Yeah, it is getting down to the wire. A lot of hype going on. It's close in this poll and that poll, and I think
we believe the hype?
No, I think that when we go to the polls on election day, it's going to determine the real answer. I definitely think it's going to come down to the wire. It's going to be close, but I think we're going to have to wait and see on that one.
Well, you know what? I just read an article, according to the American Press, that this campaign has cost $1 billion on both sides, not $2 billion, but $1 billion collectively, and it so basically breaks down to $8 per presidential vote. What does that mean, Nikki? If you got money, yeah, you could be the next president of the United States.
That's right. That's right. That's 100% correct. There is a saying, there's nothing money can buy, and perhaps it's possible it could buy, the next president.
Well, and you know what? And it very much might so be. I got to tell everyone, check out heroes.cnn.com because you got to go there. Speaking of voting, and cast your vote for the most inspiring hero on the website. So, Nikki, I got to tell you, we got very few time because Tiffany was such a sensation on the show. I had callers. We played the song, my favorite song. But you know what? We got to talk about, where's George Bush in all this? You know, according to CNN, George Bush is taking some time off and no one knows where he's hiding out. What do you think of that? He's notably
out. Maybe he's looking for Osama bin Laden.
Well, he's been doing that for the last, 8 years?
There's a couple of days left to
Said? I always said that George Bush is going to pull out from the back of his pocket Osama bin Laden. So you never know what's going to happen.
I said that years ago.
Just like I was the first to report that Obama's wife talked about bacon on The View, right? So
That's right. You did. And then you called me and told me, and then it was all over the papers.
I sure did. Now, listen, I know that you're going to support McCain right now, so why don't you do that and tell everyone to vote?
Well, I think it is definitely important to vote on Tuesday, but also want it to be known that if you want a government that works for you and not you to work for the government, that it's definitely important to vote on the Republican platform and vote for McCain. I think that's really an important part of the presidential race. And also, it bothers me that Obama is interested in changing the Constitution. I just think that the Constitution was founded by our founding fathers, and that's the law of the land. And I don't think, personally, I don't think it's something that should be altered and changed to accommodate one president's beliefs versus another president's beliefs. So that bothers me. That's important. And that's the only thing that really protects us as people from the government not controlling our lives and controlling our careers and our futures, is that the government, is just there to support us, but
listen,
not to fund
our
us
future,
completely.
Our future's at stake. So the bottom line is, and I say this on every show, I don't pick a party, but everyone, if you're going to vote, please vote because your vote does make a difference. Speaking of votes, McCain was on Saturday Night Live, NBC.com. Check that out. They plugged QVC. So now I'm going to plug QVC. Check out QVC.com because you can go buy some jewelry. McCain's wife, she was the little model. It was very funny. You got to catch it, everyone. So Nikki Bloom, you got to catch that too. But let me tell you all. Let's see. What am I going to tell you guys? I'm going to tell you something because we got to wrap this show pretty soon. So let me break an event. Let me tell you about an event. There's an Asprey event this week in New York. Asprey has a new collection called the Majestic Collection. It's a beautiful, beautiful collection of jewelry. They have a $9.8 million ring. Nikki, you're coming to that event with me this Wednesday.
Absolutely.
And I got to tell you quickly about things to do in New York. So, Nikki, bear with me. Everyone, if you're in New York at the – where is this? Actually, Montreal, there's Walhorror Live. So check that out from the 25th of September to the 18th of January at the Montreal Museum of Fine Arts. You can go see Andy Warhol. If you're in New York, okay, let me tell you what you can all go see. Go to the MoMA Museum, one of my favorite museums here in New York, and you can see, why not, Van Gogh, the MoMA, MoMA.org. Check them out. And let me tell you something else, Nikki. High School Musical 3, raving sensations, millions and millions of dollars. Check it out if you hadn't seen it already. I'm plugging everything in the last 2 minutes of my show. Sorry, Nikki. KitchenAid, everyone, go to KitchenAid.com. I use their products on my cooking show. My book that I did with Eduardo Azul comes out November 4th. Vote November 4th. First buy the book, Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. You'll see my pages there. If you're going anyone, go on Delta, flydelta.com. And my last thing, Nikki, dilemma. I got an email. There's someone out there, Sabina. She wants to know, should she get the Hermes Birkin bag with the black and gold hardware or the brown and gold hardware? Major decision. And break it quickly because I have like 2 seconds left.
That is a major decision. I understand. I sympathize. And I personally, I would go with the black because you can carry that with absolutely any color. Black is always a classic. Goes with everything, evening wear, day wear. Definitely.
And you know what I say? I say forget the black and the gold. If you're going to go black, go with the black crocodile and the gold. If you're going to spend money on Hermes bag, at least spend $35,000, not eight. And if you're going to buy the bag, forget
buy both of them.
Buy
them both.
Buy fuchsia. Buy screaming pink or red, whatever. Have fun with the bag. You know what? It's a fun question. I thought, you know, in the time of people talking about depression and economical difficulties, there's someone out there that has a problem because they don't know what Birkin bag to get. So I had to break that. If you're in New York, check out the Charles on 234 West 4th Street, a great new restaurant. Go to reservations at restaurantcharles.com. That's all I'm going to say about that. And everyone, Nikki, tell them what to do on November 4th.
Remember, everyone, exactly, no matter what your decision is, it's important. It's one right that we have as a citizen of the United States of America. The freedom we have is to pick our next president of the United States. So it's important that you get out there. If you have to early, during lunch, after work, but it's very important that every citizen cast their vote.
So everyone, cast your vote. Nikki, this is so sad. I know that whoever's going to win, that we're going to have a lot more political debates, so you are not going to be missed because you're going to be on to the max on LA Talk Radio. So, Nikki, have a wonderful night because I got to wrap my show up. Thank you so much, Nikki. I know it's been a lot of stress for you. I've seen you, and you're freaking out every time something comes on. From the chickens are coming home to roost to whatever else is going on out there, Nikki, thank you so much for being on to the max.
Thank you, Max, and I look forward to speaking to everyone after the election.
And we will have you back on next Sunday. Have a great night, Nikki Bloom. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night.
I want to thank everybody out there for listening. Thank you so much. Tiffany, you're amazing. I'm going to have you on. I'm going to give you the full hour next time, but it's just crunch time with all the voting going on and with the presidents and who's going to be the next president. And I got to wrap this show up. I'm going crazy. Tiffany, thank you so much. I bow to you. God bless you. Be blessed. Be inspired. Stay focused. Write some funky songs. The next song you write, put my name and Max in it. I want you to write the intro to my song, To the Max. Let's talk about that, Tiffany, next time I have you on. But everyone, don't forget, my book comes out November 4th. It's not my book. It's Eduardo Zoll's book, but I'm in it. I got a great chapter in there. Cop that book, Amazon.com. Everybody, you know, like I always say, let me tell you one thing. The season's coming up, everyone. Forgiveness is a major thing, I think, in my life. And before you judge people or before you go after people and they've done something wrong to you, forgive them first. Because once you do, it makes things a lot easier. So on that note, all my favorite people out there in Maxland, the new world. The new world is called Maxland. You know what? Write me in for president. Max Tucci for president. Go to MaxTucci.com. Everyone check out LATalkRadio.com all the time. Not only to my show, but to all the wonderful shows out here. Tiffany, thank you so much again. Go see her November. We are in this month already. November 8th. There's also an event, everybody, for the AFA, the American Fertility Association. So go see that. And Tiffany's event is November 8th, everyone. Thank you so much, Sam, for helping me out, for getting the calls. Everyone, callers, thank you for calling in. I got to wrap this show up. So remember, everyone, forgive, forgive, forgive. And in life, you know where you got to take it. To the max. Sam, I'm out of here. Wrap this show up. I'm going to bed. Good night.
You're listening to The Max.
To The Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.